desire your prayers today
and your attention for a little while. I'd like to write the title on the board. I've written on the board, walk worthy of your talents. I'd like to start this morning by reading in the fourth chapter of Ephesians. Maybe we'll just read the first verse. Paul was writing to the church at Ephesus, and he said, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, again, this is Ephesians, the fourth chapter, and the first verse. I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. Paul prefaced this exhortation by stating that he was a prisoner of the Lord. Now, it seems that Paul likely was a prisoner in Rome at the time, a literal prisoner, but he was also a servant that was given wholly and completely to the work of the Lord. Paul willingly gave up his liberty, if you will, so that he might serve Jesus Christ. And so he was a prisoner in that sense as well. He was a willing prisoner of Jesus Christ. He didn't mean it in a negative sense, but he meant it in a positive sense, that I have given myself to the Lord, and perhaps because of that, I am in this literal prison, but I also recognize that the most important thing that I can do in life is to set aside the liberty that I could take in this life, in the flesh, set it to the side and give myself to Jesus Christ. And so he prefaced this verse with that, saying that he was a prisoner of Jesus Christ. And from that standpoint, he beseeched. I beseech you. I strongly urge. He was endeavoring to compel us that we would walk worthy of the vocation wherewith we are called. Well, what is the vocation that we are called? What is the purpose of life that we have all been called to? Our purpose in life, everyone that is here today, God wants us to feel in our hearts that our purpose, our overall purpose in life, our vocation, as supported unequivocally in the Scriptures, is to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Be ye therefore followers of God. Walk in love, as Christ also has loved us. Our vocation in this life is that we would be an ambassador for Jesus Christ. It is that we would be a light in this dark world. That is a vocation that we have all been called personally to, a high calling, if you will, called in a way that doesn't glorify me, but that glorifies Jesus Christ. I want to get a hold of that as we set the stage for this message. We are called to glorify Jesus Christ. We are called to have a purpose in this life, not to be so concerned about glorifying myself, not to be concerned at all with glorifying myself, with worrying so much about how others view me, but my purpose in life is to live in a way that the Lord can work in and through my life. And the Lord wants to work in and through every soul that is here this morning. No one left out. He has called every person that is here in the congregation today. He has called you to a high calling, a vocation, a purpose, a responsibility to let your light shine in the world that He might be glorified. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify you on earth. Is that what it says? No. That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Let your light so shine. Let your light shine in a way that people can see your good works in a way that glorifies the Father which is in heaven. That was the exhortation of Jesus Christ to us all. Well, what does it mean to walk worthy? What does it mean to walk worthy of the vocation? That's our vocation. Now, how is it that the Lord wants us to walk? He wants us to walk worthy of this vocation whereby we have been called. What does that mean? Yes. It means manifesting and demonstrating the fruit of the Spirit. Walking worthy means that we walk according to the Word of God. Walking worthy means that we accurately represent who Jesus Christ is to the world in a dependable manner. Not on one day and then the next day we live another way and then the next day something else and then maybe we realize we're supposed to do a little bit better, so that we set aside Sunday to maybe look a little bit more like Jesus. The Lord is calling us to walk worthy of the vocation, which does include accurately representing Jesus Christ to the world in a dependable manner. Well, there are a lot of things that are involved with walking worthy. My desire this morning and my burden this morning is to zero in on a critical component of walking worthy, and that is that we make full use, brothers and sisters, of the talents that God has given to you personally. Walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called by making full use of the talents that God has given to you. The Lord does not want us to bury our talents. The Lord does not want us to marginalize the talents that He's given us. The Lord doesn't want us to underutilize the talent that He has given to us. The Lord doesn't want us to be unappreciative of the talents that He has given to us. God gave them to us. God in heaven is the one that gave us the talents that we have, and He wants us to use them. God wants us to make full use of the life that He has given to us. I'd like to consider the word of the Lord this morning in the 25th chapter of Matthew. Maybe because of time, we'll paraphrase a little bit. In the 25th chapter of Matthew, in the 14th verse, it says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods." This is the Lord beginning to give a parable and an exhortation to us. And He said the kingdom of heaven was like that. It was like a man that he was going to travel into a far country. And before he did that, he gathered his servants and he delivered to his servants his goods. He delivered to them things that would be for their profit and for the profit of other people. And he gave to one person 5 talents, and he called the other one, and he said, here's 2 talents, and he called the other one and said, here's 1 talent. He gave them some resources. He gave them some resources to do something with for their good, for the good of other people. But he didn't give everyone the same resources. He didn't make everyone the same. So he gave a person 5, and this wasn't 2, and this one 1, and then it said that he went away. And it said after a long while, he came back. And while he was gone, the one that had 5 gathered to himself another 5. So he used the 5 talents. And the next one that he had given 2 gathered to himself 2. And the one that he gave 1, what did the man do with it? He buried it. He buried the talent. He didn't do anything with it. He took it and he evaluated it. Perhaps he looked at the man that had 2 and the man that had 5, and he thought about it for a little while, and maybe he was afraid to use it. Perhaps he felt like he had been given less than. Have you ever felt that way? That you've been given less than? And he took it and he went and he buried it. And so the Lord came back after it said in the 19th verse, a long time, and he reckoned with him, and he came to the one that had 5 talents, and he said, I've gained 5 beside, and I want you this morning to take special note of what the Lord said in verse 21 to the man that he gave 5 talents. The Lord said, thou deliverest me. Or he said that in the 21st verse, thou hast been faithful over how many things? What did it say? Few. I thought this was the man that had 5 talents. He said, you've been faithful over a few things. And when he came to the man that had 2 talents, what did he tell that man? Thou hast been faithful over what? A few things. Did you know that no matter what God gives us, it may seem to us like some people have so much more than somebody else, but in the eyes of God, we all have just been given a little bit. The purpose is not about the one that has been given the talents. We are all in need of the Lord giving the increase. And he came to the one that had been given 1 talent, the one that had buried it, and he asked him, what happened here? And the man said that in the 25th verse, he said that he was afraid, and he went and he hid it in the earth. And the Lord told him in the 27th verse, you should have done something with what you had been given. And he told him, he said, take the thing that had been given to him and give it to the one that now has 10. And because he said, for every one that hath shall be given, but the one that from him that hath not shall be taken away, even that which he hath. And cast ye the unprofitable servant into outer darkness. There shall be weeping and gnashing of teeth. What a sobering and stirring account that the Lord gave to us in His exhortation on what He expects of us as His servant. what he expects of those to whom he has given, whether it be one or two or five. Folks, the Lord gives no one the responsibility to be idle. No one has been given the responsibility to be idle. The Lord does not give us the privilege to bury that which He has given us without consequence. I believe that it is an affront to the Creator, the one who has given life to us, to marginalize, to bury, to be embarrassed about, to put to the side the very thing that Jesus Christ gave to us. Do you know that the Lord gives us what He knows is best for us to have, and for what is best for those that are around us and the sphere of influence that is around us? He gives us that which is only needed for us to then be able to use it with our hearts so that God can give the increase. That's the purpose. The purpose is not to glorify ourselves. The purpose is not so that, well, I hope He gives me a lot of talent so that I can be better than other people, so that I can demonstrate that I have something that other people don't have. But God gives talents so that in the end, He's the one that's glorified. Not that we're the one that's glorified, that He's the one that's glorified. And He wants us to be willing to let Him give the increase and be glorified by our faithfulness. And so the exhortation to us is that we use the talents that He's given us. I want to use the talent that the Lord has given me, even if I view those talents as less than the talents that I look around and see other people have. The message today is that we would walk worthy of the vocation that we have been called to by the Most High God. And that is that we would use what it is that He has given to us with zeal and obedience and expectation and thankfulness. Did you know that God doesn't want us to go through life with our heads down and disappointment and woe is me and if only I had more and everyone else has more than I do and I can't do things as well as everybody else, and all I do is make a mess of things, so I think I'll just go to the back and try not to cause any stir at all. I'll just bury what the Lord gave me. Maybe everybody would just be better off if I just buried what it was that the Lord gave to me. God wants to do something special with what He gave you. The Lord wants to take whatever it is that you offer from your heart, and He wants to bless somebody that is in need of receiving what you have to offer. The Lord does not want us to neglect the responsibility that He has given to us. He wants us to trust Him. He wants us to live life looking to Him to bless our lives and whatever it is we can or are not able to do within ourselves. I think about the story of Gideon. Do you remember how many people Gideon started out with? His army started out with, I believe, 32,000 people. And I have an idea that even with the 32,000 people, Gideon felt like he didn't have enough on hand. Can I just call it talents for the sake of illustration? He didn't have enough talent on hand to be able to go do the work that God was calling him to do, to go face the enemy. Because the enemy looked large. Gideon wanted to make sure, Lord, are you sure you're asking me to do this? Yes, I'm sure that I'm asking you to do this. Well, Lord, please be merciful to me, but could you show me for sure that this is what you want me to do? Okay, I'll have mercy on you. And he showed Gideon. Gideon was like, Lord, please, don't be upset with me, but would you just show me in a little bit different way? I just want to make sure this looks like a big thing to me. I want to be sure. So the Lord was faithful to him. So Gideon was like, okay, we'll go with what we have here. Doesn't seem like enough. And then you know what the Lord did? The Lord came along and he took 99% of the talents that he had away. If my math is right. He took out of the 32,000 people, he took 31,700 people. If you take 31,700 and divide it by 32,000, you're going to get like just a little bit over 99%. He took away even that which it seemed like he had. Do you think that Gideon was leaping for joy that he was getting ready to have to go face something that was bigger than he was? And not only was he going to have to face something bigger than he thought he had, but the Lord came along and said, oh, by the way, we're going to put 99% of it off to the side, and I want you to go out and do my work with 1%. Why did the Lord do that? Well, he answered the question in the 7th chapter of Judges. You don't need to turn there, but the 2nd verse said, lest the people believe they were saved by their own power. That's why the Lord took it away. Lest the people thought, well, looks like the talents I had, looks like we were sufficient after all. We really got it done today, didn't we? We went and we conquered, we saw, we went, we conquered, we came home. Good thing that we had the ability that we did. The Lord said, lest you think that you did that in your own power, we're going to take 99% of the talent that you thought you had, the resources that you had, and we're going to set it to the side. Folks, look. The Lord doesn't need 1, 2, 5, 10, 20, 100 talents on our part to do His work. He just needs a willing servant. The Lord just is looking for somebody that says, here am I, send me. Lord, I feel unworthy. Lord, I don't have anything of myself, but I'm willing to go. That's what God is looking for. He does not need us to be a 5-talent individual for Him to be successful. Remember what it said in the verse? I've given you few. I've given you responsibility over a few things. He said that to the person that had 5 talents. It's because God knew that He didn't give them what they needed to be to achieve the work that He wanted to have be achieved. It was He was looking for somebody to be faithful with what He had given them that He might give the increase. God is looking for a willing heart. But what are we apt to do when we are faced with what we consider minimal talents? What do we do as human beings? It's real life. We look at what we have, and then we look around, and we see those that seem to have so much more ability, so much more on hand, so much better able to do the work. And so then what we do is we turn away. We withdraw. We say, not me. We are tempted to then go and bury what we have and say, way better for somebody else to do it. They are so much more suited to do that than I am. Folks, it is not about us. It is about Jesus Christ being glorified. And He has a place for every single one of us that only you can fill. And He wants to do something special with your life. But we have to be willing to use the talents that He has given to us. Well, I'm going to head off what some may be thinking this morning. Have you ever heard somebody say, well, if I only knew what talent I had, I don't even know what talent I have to go and do anything. Have you ever wondered that? You know, we've probably all been in that place before. We hear these stories, then we say, I couldn't even start to tell you what I think my one or two or five talents are. I just don't feel like that I have anything on hand. Look, I know there are times that the Lord gives us abilities that are above and beyond our other abilities, relatively speaking. Don't hand me a paintbrush and an easel and expect anything good to come out of it. Well, maybe with the art that's out there today, maybe I might be able to do a pretty good job. But if you want it to make any sense, and you want it to be something beautiful, I'm not the one that has the ability to do that. Maybe my ability is to do something different than that. Because I know that God gives us weaknesses and strengths. And I know that sometimes the Lord even gives us abilities that, relatively speaking, compared to our peers, is a stronger ability than somebody else has. But I believe that is a human way of thinking about it in terms of what God wants to do for us. Because what we as humans do many times is we view a talent as something that is better than something else. Part of it may just be because of the word talent. In this case, talent was money, it was resources, it was, and sometimes you go to high school and they have junior high school and grade school and they have talent shows, and it doesn't mean you get up there and say, here's who I am. You get up there and you're supposed to demonstrate an ability that you believe will impress those that are watching. And so we as humans sometimes, that's how we can start to think about our talents. Well, I don't know that I have anything to impress anybody with. I don't know that I have anything that goes above and beyond what the next person has. But consider, the Lord created all of us and made you who you are. That's your talent. He made you a person with a mind that thinks a certain way, and He gives us members to do things with, and He is calling all of us to a vocation that includes praising Jesus Christ. And some people He gives one and two and five talents of ability to praise Him. Did you know that when we look around, some people just seems like they have a better ability to demonstrate their praise for Jesus Christ in a crowd, right? Maybe they're a five talent person when it comes to in the midst of other people and how it's observed in a tangible way that we can see with our eyes and our ears, they're a five talent person. But I may be a one talent person. I don't know how to express praise very well. It's in my heart, but I don't know how to express it out very well. And so maybe I just bury what I do have because it's not going to help anybody anyway. But we have all been called to praise the Lord. What is your talent? It's who you are. It's how God made you. And He's calling you to walk worthy of your vocation of following Jesus Christ, which includes praise the Lord. Honor Him. Some people know how to show kindness to other people. It just seems like it's a natural ability. You run into those people, they know, they just seems like they know what to say. They know all of the right things to give them. I'm terrible trying to figure out what gifts to buy. I don't know how to do it very well. But some people, they just seem like they know. They know what to say. They know the right timing. They know how to reach other people. And I can look around and say, I don't have five talents of knowing how to show kindness to other people. But God has called every one of us to show kindness to other people. Whether it's with one talent, or two talents, or five talents. You sow the seed. You be kind to other people. Lift up your hearts in praise to the Lord. Some people, it seems like they have extra special faith. For whatever reason, it seems like they're a five talent in our minds, again, in our eyes, through our eyes. They're a five talent faith person. And I say, I struggle with my faith. It just seems like I have to work at it harder than others. But you've been given a talent. God gave you, He created you. He made you who you are. You say, well, what is my talent? God created you as a special person to fill a place that He wants to fill in this life. And He wants all of us to work to having faith in Him. He wants all of us to be kind to other people. He wants all of us to honor Him with the conduct of our lives. And the list goes on and on and on. And yet sometimes we quickly focus to strengths and weaknesses. And we begin to compare ourselves among ourselves and to other people. And if we're not very careful, we then become tempted to start to bury the very thing that God gave us to go and to use. Did you know that God knows when we give half-hearted efforts? If some person can lift 100 pounds in a particular area of life, they're a heavy lifter. But they look around them and they see that most people can only lift 50 pounds, so they lift 75. That's more than everybody else. Did you know that God's not pleased with us lifting 75 pounds if He's given us the ability to lift 100, even if everybody else is lifting 50? Did you know that God wouldn't have been pleased if He came back and the man that He gave five talents, he had gotten three? He got back three. Well, it was more than the guy that got two. But he didn't give everything he could give. Look, God's not asking us to give more than what we can give. But He is asking us to give what we can give. And when we don't, there are people that suffer for it. We rob the Lord the opportunity to give the increase to the one talent, to the loaves and the fishes. We rob the Lord the opportunity to bless the multitudes through our lives because we withheld the little fish that we had that we thought couldn't possibly help the multitudes. I don't want the Lord to return and find that I have a whole bunch of fuel left in my tank. A lot of energy left. A lot of fuel left. And the only reason I didn't use it was because I looked around and I recognized that I wasn't going to be able to win the race. I wasn't going to be able to do as good as the next person, so I'm just going to back off. And then I crossed the finish line having more on hand than what I should have on hand. I remember when I was in school. Remember when it came time for PE time and then it was the time of the year that's supposed to be track where everybody has to run. And it seemed like there was multiple groups of people. There were those that, the group of people that would usually always finish in the beginning of the group. The race would be done and they were the best runners. They were at the beginning of the group. Then there were those that weren't the best runners, but they were there to, you know, finish the race and give it at least half-hearted effort, and maybe they'd finish in the middle of a pack. And then I always remember those that would just walk. They're supposed to be running, but they're just walking and talking, laughing, not taking any of it seriously. They know they can't win the race and come in first. And so it was almost like they just decided they weren't even going to try. You know what I'm talking about? I remember a girl, I was junior high school, and let me just say it this way, she wasn't built to run. And she wasn't a great runner. But that girl gave it her heart. She ran with heart. She plodded along with heart. Face red, look of determination, and I always admired that. I don't even know that she would come in the middle of the pack, but she gave it her heart. And I believe that that's like the widow with two mites. She ran the race. Those guys that would win the race, they didn't even have to give everything they had. They were five talent runners. But they didn't have to give everything they had. But she gave everything she had. And God sees it when we do the same thing. He sees when we don't give everything we have. He sees when we have fuel left in the tank because we just withdrew and said, well, I'm not as good as everybody else. And He also sees it when we feel like we've been a failure because it looks like everyone else can do better in the vocation of following Jesus Christ. But we gave it our all. Our face was red and we were tired and we were sweating and we were exerting and we did the best that we could. And He sees that. And He's able to multiply that. And He's able to bless people because of that. Oh, folks, this morning, be encouraged to live your life being thankful to God for the life that He's given you, for the person that you are. Take your eyes off of the person that you're not. Be thankful for the person that you are. Be willing to give it to the Lord and say, Lord, I don't have a lot, but here am I. Send me. And look to the Lord to be glorified, to be able to give the increase from a willing heart. I remember Brother James Bell preached a message one time, and he talked about, and I'm not going to get it exactly right, but I think I'll get the gist of it. It was an illustration. A man was on his deathbed and he was dying and he hadn't used the talents that he should have used and taken advantage of all the opportunities. And as he was dying, all these faces and people began to appear around his bedside. And he thought, that's wonderful. These people, they have come to support and encourage me during this time, and they've come to give me strength, and they said, no, that's not who we are. We're not here for that. We are here representing all of the lost opportunities over the course of your life where you did not exercise the talents that were given you. We are the ones that were left behind, that didn't benefit from the blessings that God had to give us because you buried your talent, and we're here to die with you today. I know there's some of those in my own life where I haven't taken advantage of all the windows of opportunity that God has given to me. How is our story going today? You know, the hope of the gospel and the good news this morning is that our lives, the story of our lives is still being written. We're here today. God gave us strength to come to the house of the Lord this morning. Our story's not done. There's yet hope. All of us, no doubt, haven't used the talents that maybe God has given us to their fullest. But that's why the Lord is encouraging us today. He's saying, be encouraged. He's saying, you have something to offer. He's saying, if you'll be willing, I'll provide the increase. Oh, this morning, we live in a world of people that are hurting. We live in a world of people that are in darkness. We live in a time when people are looking for answers. We live in a time of people that are looking for somebody to give them a genuine smile from their heart. A time where people would like to feel love from somebody. We live in a time of people that need somebody to reach out. We live in a time where God is looking for a people to stand true regardless of what all the masses do around us. You can do it. You can do it. You say, well, I'm only a one talent person. Exercise the one talent and God will be so pleased with your life. He can multiply what you are willing to give for the increase. this morning. Let's be challenged. Let's be encouraged that we walk worthy of who God has made us. That He would be pleased with it. That when we get to the end of the way, we can say from our heart, Lord God, I gave it my best. And I relied on You to give the increase. Pray for me. I want to be true. I want to be faithful. Amen.